Dodgers pitcher Julio Urias arrested near Los Angeles Stadium where Messi was playing MLS game. Los Angeles Dodgers pitcher Julio Urias was arrested near BMO Stadium, where Lionel Messi was playing in a Major League Soccer game with numerous celebrities in attendance. Exposition Park Public Safety said its officers arrested Mr. Urias at about 11 p.m. on Sunday inside the park, which is home to the stadium. The department would not immediately disclose what charges Mr. Urias was arrested on, but said it would release more details Monday. Mr. Urias posted $50,000 bail and was released shortly before 5 a.m. on Monday, according to Los Angeles County Sheriff's Department booking records. He is due in court September 27. Major League Baseball intends to investigate. The 27-year-old Mexican-born pitcher was arrested in May 2019 for domestic battery. Mr. Urias was suspended 20 games by MLB, but he wasn't prosecuted by the Los Angeles City Attorney on the condition he complete a 52-week domestic violence counseling program. The NL West leading Dodgers were traveling Monday to Miami where they open a 6-game road trip Tuesday against the Marlins. Mr. Urias had been set to make his next start Thursday in the series finale. We are aware of an incident involving Julio Urias. While we attempt to learn all the facts, he will not be traveling with the team, the Dodgers said in a statement. The club declined further comment. Mr. Urias is 11-8 with a 4.60 ERA in 21 starts this season and is set to become a free agent after the World Series. He is pitching on a $14.25 million, one-year contract in his final season of salary arbitration eligibility. Mr. Urias helped the Dodgers win the World Series during the pandemic-shortened 2020 season, going 4-0 with a 1.17 ERA in 23 postseason innings. He earned the save in the clinching Game 6 against Tampa Bay. The left-hander led the majors in wins in 2021, when he was 20-3 with a 2.96 ERA. He finished third in NL Cy Young Award voting last year after going 17-7 with an NL Best 2.16 ERA. By Beth Harris.